I'd like you quickly to turn to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. Look at the first 7 verses of the text. I'm not going to read through them entirely. I want to note the first 2 words that begin verse 1 of chapter 3. If then. And to note the concept of the if then statement. It's interesting that it's put both right there in the beginning, but the actual thought runs throughout the entirety of this section in Scripture. If a particular thing is true, then there is some action or some result or some impact that comes as a result of what it is that is true. And so the if of that is you were raised with Christ. Again, in the language, and we don't utilize it quite this way normally, but if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. So if we were to put it the way we would normally construct it then, if you were raised with Christ, then seek those things which are above. So the question is if whether or not you were raised with Christ. If then you're raised with Christ. So keep it in mind as we look through these verses. So if you were raised with Christ, seek the things which are above. If you were raised with Christ, verse 2, set your mind on things above. Or the latter part of verse 2, if you were raised with Christ, do not set your minds on the things of the earth. If you were raised with Christ, then your life is hidden with Christ in God. Verse 4, if you were raised with Christ, then you also will appear with Him in glory. And then in verse 5, if you were raised with Christ, then you should put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Now I understand that those are not parallel all the way through, but the concept is that. The premise of the entire text is that you are raised with Christ. And these are the consequences, the things that are true as a result of it, or the things that are expected of you as a result of that if statement. So you ask yourself the question, have you been raised with Christ? If that is the case, then you have certain things that are true concerning you. Because of the fact that you've been raised with Christ, then in your death, your life is hidden with Christ, and when He comes again, you will appear with Him in glory. So there is that. That's the blessing that we have. But also there is that idea of ought that we have been discussing for the past several weeks on Wednesday evenings. If you have been raised with Christ, then there are certain responsibilities that you have. In putting your mind on things above, that is indicative of the striving to righteousness, but also not being concerned with those things that are on the earth, to put to death your members which are on the earth, the fornication and other sins that are mentioned in the list. So there is that sense both of ought, what you should do as a result of your standing with Christ, and also the reward. And with that in mind, we offer an invitation to anyone who's here asking that question, have you been raised with Christ? Because if you have not been raised with Christ, then the blessings that are mentioned in the text simply are not applicable to you in your life at this point in time. We desire them to be. We want to assist you and help you to get your life right with the Lord so that you can be saved and have that eternal hope. But it's necessary that you be raised with Christ. Well, how is that accomplished? We have to die to sin and be resurrected as a new creature in Christ. That is accomplished in baptism. An individual who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repents of his sin, confesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, when he goes down into the watery grave of baptism, he is separated from that sin, and he rises to walk in newness of life as a new creature in Christ with the hope of heaven. And we want that for you this evening. So if we can assist you in that, making the choice and becoming a child of God, if we can help you in any way of making sure, ensuring through encouragement or admonition or whatever is necessary, that your life is right with God so that you'll have those blessings, we offer the invitation to you. If we can help you or assist you in any way, we ask that you come now while together we stand, while we sing.